Okay, so you sent over that company profile from Kudlak Baird, and
Yeah.
we're going to take a look at their equipment list today,
All right.
see if we can't figure out what they really do just from that,
Sounds good.
what they're actually capable of.
Yeah.
You know how these things go sometimes?
Yeah.
A list of vehicles and equipment. It's like, well, that's nice, but what's the story here?
Right. You can get a real sense of a company's,
Yeah.
capabilities just
Yeah.
from looking at that.
Exactly. So right off the bat, 17 service vans.
Okay.
That's a lot of vans.
Sure is.
What does that tell you?
Well, they're obviously covering a lot of ground.
Right.
They're going out to clients. They're not having clients come to them. They're mobile.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to service a large area or you've got a lot of, regular clients that you need to get to,
I can't.
17 vans is kind of what you'd expect to see.
That's a statement right there. They're serious about their reach.
Then there's three aerial trucks and two scissor lifts. That's working at height now. What kind of jobs are we talking?
Yeah. You're thinking power lines, utility poles,
Oh, yeah.
maybe building facades,
Yeah.
signage installation, anything that needs that reach.
You see those trucks around town all the time?
Right. And don't forget the scissor lifts. Those are great for when you need that stable platform, but maybe you don't have the space for a big truck, confined areas.
Yeah, so they've got options.
Oh, yeah. Flexibility is key in this business.
Then they've got a skid steer and an excavator. That's
All right, now we're talking some serious work.
that's moving some dirt.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Site prep, landscaping, demolition. They can handle some heavier tasks with those.
For people who maybe aren't familiar with the skid steer, it's like a little bulldozer.
Yeah, super versatile little tank with a bucket on the front.
So they're not just sending a guy out with a wrench. They can
Yeah.
really do.
Oh, this is a company that can handle a project.
And a utility vehicle, too.
Right, probably hauling materials and crews around the job site.
You know, it's funny. 17 service vans compared to like one excavator and one scrafter.
Right.
What does that tell you?
I think it really highlights their core business.
Yeah.
Those vans are their bread and butter. They're all about that service, that regular contact with the customer.
Yeah.
But they're also prepared to take on those bigger jobs when they need to.
Yeah, makes sense. So if we put it all together, what kind of services are we looking at here?
I mean, I think we're looking at a company that can handle a pretty wide range.
Okay.
You've got your maintenance, your repairs, maybe some smaller installations. That's your vans.
Right.
The aerial equipment means they can work at height safely and efficiently. And then with the heavy machinery, they can prep sites, do some light construction. I mean, that's a pretty versatile operation.
So a potential client sees this list and they think,
They
what?
think, okay, these guys can do it all.
Okay.
They're not going to have to call three different companies to get a project done.
Right. Less hassle
Exactly.
and probably more efficient.
Time is money. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And with all that in-house equipment, they're not waiting on rentals or subcontractors. They can control the timeline.
So just from this list, we can see that Kudlak Baird, they're a company that's ready to handle a variety of jobs.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive what you can glean from just a simple inventory.
They've got the mobile capacity with all those vans, and then the specialized tools for the more complex projects.
Exactly. They found a nice balance there.
So our final thought for today, looking at this list, what's the next logical step for Kudlak Baird? If they want to expand their services even more, where do they go from here?
That's a good question, I think.